Here at Channel 8, we just finished our board meeting with Religion in the News show. And with me here is former Miss Indiana, one of co-hosts for Religion in the News show, Charity. And she's going to share with us her ministry, her personal ministry, and what she does as far as the ministry that she do outside of her work and in her work. So, Charity, if you would, just share with us what's in your heart.
Thanks, Merlin. I appreciate you having me. Really, how it started as far as the Miss Indiana program is I got actively involved when I was about 12 or 13 years old of wanting to compete. And, of course, my mother saying, you know, we don't have the money right now for you to do that. I didn't quite take no for an answer, so went out and got a paper route. And God just really put it in my heart that, you know, this is something I want to do. And pursued it, ended up having enough money to be able to start in that direction. Through the years, I really have come to a conclusion that a lot of people don't have necessarily somebody to help structure them as far as the positive or their goals or the belief in themselves. There's so much strain as far as like what society expects them to have or what their parents expect them to have or peers expect them to have or to be.
Yes.
And I really found with my ministry, what I do is I help young people as well as young adults. It's not only just for the mentoring part of things as far as hair, makeup, being in pageantry, but it's helping them set a path and set a guideline and have goals and how to achieve and obtain them through what God has blessed me with and me being able to help structure them as far as what maybe some substance, some things in their lives that they need. And I just really feel like it's been laid upon my heart to go into the school systems and work with young people because nobody's there to say, this is how the real world is. You know, you are going to be faced with...
So you said you go to the school system. Is that IPS, but do you also go to, like, private schools?
I have not attended any private schools as of yet. They've all been public school systems. But I do work with individuals. I do work with... I've done some things through churches as far as, like, peer programs and things of that nature. But it's faith-based. You know, I really feel like I am just something God's utilizing through me. You know, I'm just a vessel that He's working through to help these young people. And, you know, there's people that I've helped that I have no idea of how it even came about. Is for instance, I had a young client came to me that wanted to compete in pageants. I have kind of a strict rule as far as the pageantry. If I do get compensated for. The parents said, you know, I'm not sure, you know, as far as like the finance part of things, if we're going to be able to do that. And I said, well, you know, I like to make sure I treat all my clients fair when they hire me out individually for pageant training. But as time went on over months, God just kept saying, make an exception. And I did. I made an exception for this young lady. And just the honor being able to work with her. But number one, there was never an issue of her parents ever, you know, being able to compensate me. And I would have done it for free because this lady just had such gifts that she needed someone just to help structure her and mold her. And then now she's giving back. She's attending her second year of college now. And it's been just such a blessing for me to be able to help other people out.
That's great. Now, do you also speak at different functions?
I do, yes. I do enjoy working with a lot of different organizations, some that have been close to my heart is the Muscular Dystrophy Association, Make-A-Wish. I do a lot of work with Riley's Children's Hospitals and then the Jillian Center.
Wow. One individual can make a big difference as long as we are obedient. Do you have any encouragement out there? You know, you don't have to be in a big stage or a small stage. It's just something that you know, God had given you gifts. Do you have any encouragement?
Absolutely. I think first off and foremost, you know, seek Him. Seek Him. You know, one of my favorite scriptures is faith is the substance of things hoped for and certain of what we do not see. And, you know, if God can mold and shape me, He can mold and shape anyone to be what He is. And if you just keep your eyes on Him and your focus in your direction, you know, He can use you as a vessel and He will use you as a vessel. You just have to be obedient to it.
God had given us gifts, talents, abilities, and experience to be able to give back to others who may be in need or also to make a difference in our communities. God bless you.